Why did you decide to run?
Well, I think it's really important that we have somebody in office who's looking after the people of Alaska. And for me, I want to keep our family strong and healthy. That starts with a good job. And I think that we need to work harder to focus our energy as leaders in D.C. to make sure that we have what it takes to create a pathway for our kids to get to those good jobs, and that we have affordable and accessible health care.
Do you have specific ideas of how to achieve this?
I do have ideas on how to achieve this. So when it comes to healthcare, I think that's the one area that Alaska should be focused on more than anything else, because we are at the highest cost of healthcare in the world per capita, not just in the nation. And unfortunately, we haven't moved anywhere forward on that. So things that we can do right now to make sure that our bankruptcies aren't caused by healthcare, for example, is to work first on the cost of prescription drugs, which are skyrocketing. And these are some areas where we can get into right away. We should be able to buy drugs from other countries where it's safe, including Canada. Right now, even that isn't covered. While it's the very same drug and oftentimes at half the cost, we're not able to buy those and have it covered. Similarly, we should be ensuring that we can bargain for lower prices in a fair market opportunity where we have a huge buy in our Medicare and Medicaid. We should be able to lower those at least in half. So I'm looking at doing some of those sorts of things for healthcare, standing up in a way that makes it really clear that I'm working for people. I'm not working for any party. I'm not working for any corporate PAC, and that's the way I'm running my campaign, and that's the way I intend to represent Alaskans.
What are some of the other issues that you feel are important and that you would want to tackle?
Well, there's a lot for us to do when it comes to our economy, and we're experiencing this, of course, in a much more heightened way with the pandemic, but we've got the highest unemployment in the nation. So we've really got to work on making sure that we get our good jobs here in Alaska. About a fourth of our jobs right now are filled by non-Alaskans. I'm not sure that people are aware of that. Just over a fourth. So one thing I want to make sure that we do is we invest in our communities in a way that allows us to grow our own healthcare providers, our own educators, our own, everything to do with fisheries and tourism. I think there's a lot to be said for having that sort of a mentality. The old solutions just aren't working. It's time for a different sort of vision for Alaska's future.
It sounds as though a lot of these things really would be state programs. How do you see, if you were elected and the role at the federal level, how would you see yourself involved in helping with the economy?
Yeah, so I appreciate that. It's really important that we have investment in some of these programs from the federal level, which happens all the time. A lot of the investment in our everything from our university system to even our ferries could be inclusive of federal dollars. And I look at being a part of that. Right now in the pandemic, a lot of the leadership in Washington is thinking about the next economy, the next opportunity for us to rejigger how we're getting people back to work. And I think if we look at this as an opportunity for us, for example, when it comes to infrastructure needs in our Arctic state, where we're experiencing a lot of real troubles with our roads and our bridges and other things with regard to our geopolitical positioning right now, we have an opportunity to have somebody in Washington fighting for us to get our fair share as we rebuild our economy due to the pandemic and the climate.
Congressman Don Young has been serving Alaska for well over 40 years, 45 plus, has a senior status. You would be stepping in a junior role. How do you see yourself having power in that role, if that question makes sense?
Yeah, no, that question makes a lot of sense. A lot of people say, well, gosh, if he's been in for 47 years, we'd hate to lose him. Unfortunately, because he's termed out of any positions of power, he, even by the Republican Party's own rules, although it's not the Republicans who are in power right now, but by their own rules, he's no longer able to have any positions of chairmanship like he had. He was the chair of natural resources. He was also in transportation until ethics, I think, removed him from that. But the issue is, unfortunately, the 47-year time period has not allowed him at this point to get any positions of power. We only have one, and it's just so important to us right now that we get somebody in there who's in our in the majority, because that will allow us the opportunity to move into places, somebody who can make relationships in places where it matters for Alaskans. And the bottom line is, where we are right now, we need to be in for an opportunity where we can have someone working for Alaskans, and that is made very clear that that's happening. And right now, with the way things are lined up, with the how our current representative has gotten into office, and for example, about 2/3 of his money last quarter came from PACs, it means that he's not necessarily working for us. That the opportunity to have someone in there working just for Alaskans, someone who knows how to make relationships, someone who's into the 21st century thinking, and in the majority, is going to be a unique opportunity for Alaska.
And you speak about funding. Where is your funding coming from?
Oh, thanks for asking. My funding, let's see, I have 97% of the funding last quarter came from Alaskans. I'm very grateful to have such a large amount of funds from individuals, I should say. Sorry, I want to make that clear. It came from individuals, a vast majority from Alaskans, more than ever in any race in the history of Alaska. And we have the other 3% came from, there's a group of teachers who have given. I'm grateful for that. And a group of painters. And so there are some other groups, but it's about 3%. We have, again, more Alaskans donors than any race in the history of a U.S. representative race.
You also spoke about relationships. Why do you feel that you have the experience or the ability to develop those relationships in Congress?
Well, let's see. There's a few different reasons that I'm sure I'm ready for this sort of work. One is, you may be familiar that I'm known as an education advocate. Spent a lot of time, just over 5 years, working in Juneau and in D.C., to develop relationships in a bipartisan way. I don't think of many of these issues as partisan. And so we worked in a way that helped to develop relationships with the leaders. I spent a lot of time with my little iPhone having good conversations about the bills so that I can help Alaskans follow along with the budget. Our group called Great Alaska Schools grew from about 40 to 4,000 and worked in a bipartisan way. And I led them to make sure that we're having important relations around the conversations that I think are important in a bipartisan way to address ensuring that we hold the line in public education funds. We ended up saving just over $100 million in cuts over the last 5 years. I think that makes a difference that we actually had some success there.
Let me ask you about your visit, so to speak, to Ketchikan. Mm-hmm. You had a town hall meeting. I believe that was April 19th. What was that like? What issues were brought up? And what information can you share from that for those who were unable to attend?
Sure. First of all, anyone is welcome to have a listen in. Feel free to go to my Facebook page. We did record that, and I'd welcome you to be part of that conversation. We keep checking anyone who has comments or questions to try to keep that two-way conversation going, and we may be back to have another one. But essentially what's happening is we're doing regional town halls as a way to get in touch with what's happening in Alaska. I'm trying to help everyday Alaskans ask experts their questions around this pandemic, especially whether the topic is, you know, healthcare or maybe their pocketbook or their children's education. We've had a lot of different topics come up. And in this case, we really wanted to learn about what's happening in Ketchikan. As you are aware, it was a hot spot, and you guys have done amazingly well to address it. And so it was really wonderful to hear. In this case, we got to hear from Assemblyman Austin Otis, and there were others who spoke up as well. And it was great to hear about how your community responded to the virus so well. We even got to hear kind of a more personal story about what it was like being furloughed. And he shared how he walked through the steps of getting support, which I think is important. So these town halls have been a wonderful way to celebrate what's working well, where there are questions to help people identify how to get to the help that they might need, and to disseminate information about best practices so that we can all stay healthy.
And this is an interesting time, given the pandemic. And as I mentioned at the beginning, really difficult to travel and campaign. So I'm guessing that is sort of the way you're campaigning, or what ways are you getting your message out there, given that you can't physically travel necessarily to all the communities?
Well, yeah, it's true. It's, I would very much like to be in every community as I had planned, and that did not work out. So we have to be nimble sometimes. And so we've moved it to use our imaginative and creative selves and use our technology. Thank goodness we have it in most areas, not all over the state, but in many. We're able to transfer what we're doing and engage with Alaskans through virtual opportunities. Town halls is one way. In this pandemic, originally, by golly, there are a lot of Alaskans living alone who were feeling very anxious and not knowing what to do. So because we have such a large campaign, last cycle we had over 1,100 volunteers. So we have a lot of people ready to do something and want to be helpful. And so what we've done originally was we made a whole lot of well calls, thousands of them, to Alaskans over this, all around the state, and help them to connect with, you know, everything from how to have their pharmaceuticals or groceries delivered. A lot of people didn't know how to file for unemployment, what the link was, things like that. So our campaign is trying to be helpers more than anything else, because like I said, this is a pandemic, which is bigger than a campaign.